Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
All right. This is the third mixtape Lights, Camera, Barstool commentary. This is on Space Jam. Now, this is the third one, but only the second released one, because the other one was, we were so fucking bored.
That movie sucked. I don't remember the name or anything about it.
Earth?
Yeah.
I almost said
that one.
Galactica.
Yeah, no, it was shit.
It sucked by proxy.
Yeah, it was ass.
Yeah, anything so, with, we're watching now a good alien space movie.
So this one's probably easy. If you don't need to have this movie. I think enough people know this movie. But if you want, it's on Amazon, right? Didn't you guys stream it on Amazon?
Yeah.
It's on Amazon. Otherwise, I mean, I don't know. It's got to be somewhere on YouTube, too, I'm sure.
It is on YouTube, because when I made the Avengers Infinity War Space Jam mashup, so it's, but you can only watch it in like 12-minute increments. So it's like six different
YouTube.
That's
no big deal.
I was saying again, brief movie, so yeah. Not bad.
So right now we're Frozen. By the way, me, Jeff, Coley.
The McMahon.
Yep.
Me, Tyler.
Ken Jack.
All right. So yeah, here we go.
Why did we do that?
Just so people know the voices, I guess. I don't know. I
think it confuses us all the time.
Jeff,
we're famous.
This is me, Coley.
Yeah. Bugs Bunny just appeared out of the back of the WB logo.
Was no pants.
Was he giving some toppy back there?
No pants.
Cock out. Bugs is ready to rock.
We're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play.
There really aren't many pantsed.
Oh, no.
Elmer Fudd is very conservative. He wears pants all
the time. Did you see that weird meme where it's Winnie the Pooh or Mickey Mouse has a shirt on and he gives a shirt to Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I think that's how it went down.
Nah.
Winnie the Pooh was a bear. He clearly mauled it off.
I was like, yeah. Took the shirt and pants. He's like, yeah.
Now, the opening scene is one of my favorite things, which I've mentioned with you guys probably twice on mixtape. This kid right here told all his friends he was in Space Jam Michael Jordan. There's a 0% chance he met Michael Jordan.
Yeah, no.
Zero. He
not
wasn't. MJ was not on this set. Like, you know, he wasn't, like, supervising this shot.
It would be kind of funny, actually, if he was just critiquing his jumper. Like, maybe call that a fucking shot.
Yeah, I mean, he watched. They had, like, 20 kids film this. And Jordan was like, all right, this one sucks the least. You can do it.
My dad would never wear that.
I love the suspenders look. I feel like if you wear suspenders and a beater, you're not someone to be fucked with. Like, it's a rule of thumb.
I'm trying to put the TV audio got blown out, by the way, folks. I'm trying to put the computer closer, but I don't think this is a movie where you need to know the dialogue all that much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
This is the best as far as, like, you know, the education is what's going to be most important for you, young Michael Jordan.
Correct. Yeah. I can see you doing 3 years at a North Carolina establishment.
Maybe Asheville, if everything goes well.
This is the Teen Wolf editing, where they don't show a single shot leave the hand. It's just bucket.
Yeah, there was someone on a ladder above the hoop.
Yeah, just drop it. Just drop it in. Like, we just need two. We'll run them back.
It's kind of yoked.
Michael Jordan Sr.
I don't think that's historically accurate.
John Henry.
It's John Henry.
Yeah, I love this. Like,
yeah, this is great.
5-year-old Jordan's like, I'm going to dunk just because I...
Double cuffed Jim Jim.
Great credits.
The credits get you right in. 5 minutes.
Yeah, this lists Bugs Bunny like he's a real bird. Like, yeah, Keanu Reeves. Like, yeah.
On the initial VHS, it says Michael Jordan, Danny DeVito, Bugs Bunny.
Pretty good.
And welcome to the jump.
Also love the fact that, like, if you could dunk, of course, you're not going to waste your time shooting jumpers.
Never.
If I'm 10 again, I'm only dunking.
That's it.
They're showing Jordan at North Carolina. People watched that in real time. They were like, well, maybe top five.
Right. I need a big. Like,
much like Bugs Bunny, Muggsy Bogue actually never existed either.
True.
Historical omission.
I was like, Mike, when you show our names, you think you can show some of our highlights? No, sure don't.
Sure cannot.
Yeah, is Michael Jordan the first person to profit off of his college image?
Probably. He's the reason NCAA March Madness, yeah.
I like that costume design. It's a fucking Bulls jersey and then a Space Jam jersey and a White Sox jersey.
Right. Listen, that Space Jam jersey had to be correct. This movie would have fallen apart from
it's
the
true.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
That jersey stunk.
Some of these guys he's playing against, holy hell.
The official, the Space Jam Michael Jordan jersey, the official jersey of frats.
Yeah.
And of music festivals.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you go to a music festival, you'll see no less than 25 Space Jam Jordan jerseys.
The Olympic 9, too.
Very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Those jumpsuits are so strong. Champion was very much in their bag in the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
I really wish I was alive for Christian Laettner's dream team. It's unfortunate.
I like the Michael for President sign.
Yeah.
I think he probably would not make a good president.
Noted political commentator, Michael Jordan.
Hey, guys, just wanted to say, you know, all lives matter. That's my number one stance of the Michael Jordan administration.
All cartoons matter.
Yeah.
So this movie, as time's gone on, has drawn a lot of ire of the hot take community.
Oh, yeah.
Of the world. They, I know they're not true big-time movie boys, because the simple fact that at its core, this is just a long episode of Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
So if you have a problem...
And Michael Jordan highlights,
yeah,
like this.
Yeah, just Michael Jordan playing basketball throughout. So anyone who looks down on this just hates Looney Tunes, which means you can't be trusted on any matters.
Correct.
Did you guys ever have, like, a jean jacket with Looney Tunes stitched on it?
I had...
Or Looney Tunes
snapback. I had some Lock 29.
Oh, boy. Fuck, you think you're a Pusher T? What is...
Like, when it would hit TJ Maxx every once in a while.
Ah, okay.
All right, there it is. It's Michael Jordan with the widest shoulders in the history.
What's just the shoulder pads?
I don't know. They might just be his shoulders. Like Ed Bighead.
The Kanye video, yeah. Yeah, sure does look like that.
Strange time to hold a press conference, midnight.
Listen, Michael Jordan's like, I'm holding a press conference, people are showing up.
Yeah.
Fair.
He held one at midnight tonight, there would be people there.
Correct.
Moron Mountain is crazy close to the moon. I mean,
just near
the
Saturn.
Fact we haven't found it yet is crazy.
Moron Mountain.
Big time trouble by today's political climate.
Yep.
Oh no.
Sludge Summit. I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
I haven't either.
The ride that almost just killed me. I don't care for.
It's crazy. That's one of my favorite things in any movies, when the security footage looks like the exact footage you watch in the movie.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
HD cameras.
His amusement park struggling, his first suggestion is like, slavery?
He's like, yes, love it, like it, yes, please, more.
Like, if he had just approached Bugs Bunny and the rest of the Looney Tunes, he was like, hey, can we just pay you guys? They probably would have been like, yeah, well, sure. Live to serve, that's what we
Yeah. Steven.
Take notes, maniacal CEOs like Elon Musk. That's how you drag a cigar right there. Nice and smooth.
Oh, yeah, he's chugging.
You know, Ravel would say that there's no need to bring him to the park because people wouldn't attend. They just watch on TV. They'd rather sit on the couch of their own home. Because Twitter's America's biggest sports bar.
Yo, he's got that front butt. He sort of looks like the dinosaur from The Land Before Time. The dumb one, Spike?
Yeah.
DeVito's like, okay, I've got an idea. Make me tall for once? Like,
this movie made him worse at baseball than he really was in real life, which is kind of crazy to think about.
Wow, that Jordan rides the bus 30 for 30 they talk about. Like, he played in the Arizona Fall League that year, which is just, it's way more wild to me that he played in the Arizona Fall League than just minor league baseball in general. But they said by the time he was there, he was hitting like 277.
He had like 35 steals. Like, yeah.
I mean, this movie makes him seem like the trash of the earth in baseball.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to throw your fastball right down the middle. He just, nope.
That wasn't even a fast pitch.
No.
That was a lot.
78 miles an hour.
That's why he's in the minors.
God, you? That ump is a fucking unit. I say, yeah. Never just, noticed that.
I'm just letting it fly. Oh, boy.
Holy gut shit. Like,
Jesus.
The ump.
It's the top of the first.
What? Like, what? Oh, God. The casting director was like, we need a Wayne Knight type character for this role. Who should we get? Wayne Knight.
He's like, fuck you, catcher. I play by my own rules.
How is he of a height with a catcher? He's 6'6". What catcher is 6'6"?
Matt Wieters.
It would have been funny if he just did a full cartoon, like, 360 swing.
Yeah. Corkscrews himself into the dirt. I wish they had gotten Francona to be in this movie.
Yahoo?
Terry Francona was it.
Yeah. He's like, that'll never work. Looney Tunes, Jordan. Who's going to watch that?
Immediately arrested.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
He works for the team.
In 2018, it's okay. Okay, immediate concussion, maybe dead. We'll go with that.
Please, fuck my wife.
He's like, you know I'm still rich, right? Like, I...
Well, play ball.
Piggly wiggly, goddamn.
A giant crater in the earth.
How could you tell in Birmingham, really?
Tony Stewart behind the wheel.
Oh.
No one died yet. And also, I guess it's Looney Tunes canon that they're just the center of the earth.
Sure.
Yep. This looks like a live colonoscopy footage.
I also think that the logo stretching like that is super creative.
I like it.
I thought that was a great Easter egg. And fourth wall breaks.
God, it's classic Looney Tunes.
This was Deadpool before Deadpool.
Yep.
Classic 3D in a 2D setting.
We have the capabilities to go anywhere. Where do we go? Birmingham.
Great. What do you see versus what she sees? That image
right there. It's funny because he's Bugs Bunny.
I'd like to say, in the absence of shirts, their bow ties serve no purpose.
I mean, they look dapper.
Do they?
How is the bow tie stuck on them? It just pierced through their skin?
Yeah.
Like, it's like an earring, basically.
Peter runs a type ship on Moron Mountain.
Yeah.
They've got tracking devices in them. It's blown to smithereens.
They changed the sky.
Pull it up with them dicks.
You see, if only if Bugs Bunny had a gun here, then we would have had a null situation.
Sure. Where's Elmer Fudd now with his piece?
Exactly. The only one that can stop a bug with a gun is Cartoon Rabbit with a gun.
And also, where was the Acme Corporation throughout all this?
Right.
Sitting on their hands as usual.
You know they parted ways with Bugs in '88. You don't remember that? A corporate takeover?
Banned for life.
All I know is they were still close with Wiley. Who, other than Jordan, who's the best, like, and obviously Lola Bunny, who's like the third, who's the third banana on this team?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to plead the fifth until the game starts.
All right, hello.
I don't remember enough. Who was good, though? Taz was pretty fucking good.
Taz was good.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
He was like a Ben Wallace type. Like
yeah. Same height.
Still
yeah.
Muscle, yeah. I feel like Roadrunner would be an absolute weapon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like the fast way.
Yeah. You just,
exactly fleet of foot.
Just cherry pick.
That's what I mean, yeah. He doesn't even really have to. He's going basically baseline.
Fair.
I love how small Michael's house is. Like, it's smaller than the kid from, like, Home Alone. Like, he would have... The assumption that he wouldn't live in a gated community is outrageous.
There's no gated community. Communities in Birmingham.
He would build it. He'd build only one. He'd have a moat.
I always thought it was funny they named his fictional dog after Charles Barkley.
One of the more, like, shook moments of my life was finding out that this is not his real family.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
That was... Also, just... I was disappointed.
I was like, this pup just took George, 6'6", 225? It just took him right to the ground.
Some low pad level.
Man, for one team, they all live really fucking close to each other.
Right. It's a big ass van.
Yeah, that's what they're
Jordan's still on the ground for some reason. Good pair of Hirachis on his feet, though.
This is probably his best fit in the entire 90s.
So maybe ever, yeah.
Strong. That's what costume design. A real tough job.
No, wait, those aren't Hirachis. Those are just Air Maxes. Either way.
Two for five and lost 32 points on his batting average. Does that math check out?
Good.
Yep.
Oh, there boy. He is. This baby face. Yeah.
Michael Jordan is terrible.
This guy, I saw him get tackled by a bulldog on the street.
Fucked your mom up.
Daddy, he just fried you.
Why is Michael Jordan's television so small?
He's R. Kelly's television.
Michael Jordan was a poor. It's true.
That's seriously the smallest TV I think I've ever seen.
It's on like a tablecloth. Yeah.
This is their main room TV? I thought they were in like the...
That's why he's leaned in so far, yeah.
I also love the fact that they're pretending Looney Tunes were just a live stream into their world.
One channel up from the Jim Rome channel.
Yeah. It's like the Truman Show. They just have people working 24/7 with the cameras.
These didn't work. Those are just their lives.
Movie coming soon.
I can't wait. It's like the Surfing Channel. And, in ballers, just no one, nothing's on.
0.0 rate. Hey now.
Whoa.
Hey now.
Jeez. Daffy Duck wet.
Why, I don't know why they didn't have Gossamer on the scene. He's the big red furry Looney Tune.
Yeah.
Well, that guy was always a monster. He would have been hell in the paint.
League's getting smaller, man. What do you want?
They let the old.
Four power forwards. We've got over this. We have four power forwards on this team. And then Muggsy Bogues.
And they let the old lady on the team, too. I mean.
Yeah. We read English for some reason.
They didn't bother to read any other pages. They could have cried.
It's in the rule book. It was a fucking how-to guide.
Why not, instead of making it a challenge, like just write
hey, you gotta shut the fuck up. The flag's on the screen. Have some respect.
Gunnery. Come on, Stars. Don't stand for the anthem.
Gunnery Sergeant Bunny. Out of attention.
He wants that Camaro, man.
Which of the... which Looney Tune... for sure judges you for not standing for the anthem.
Yosemite Sam.
Oh, Yosemite Sam. No,
I was going to go Fudd, too. Yeah. Fudd, Phil, yeah.
You know the old lady doesn't look completely down on it, too.
She's commenting on Facebook right now.
Yeah.
You silly rabbit, you'll never take my guns.
Waka Flocka's favorite cartoon character.
Of course.
That's just so disrespectful.
Why don't they just jump them now? Like, just jump the... Yeah, like, we...
Just stomp them.
Yeah. Like, my boys are here now. What's up?
They came with the dicks.
Foghorn Leghorn 100% hates any meals on
the... Oh, yeah. I say, build that wall.
This game footage is the best basketball I've ever
seen. Jesus Christ.
Stinks. Your 2018 Boston Buckets. Celtics.
Steph.
Oh, you hit it.
That's like, I think Jack Cooley was on that team.
Oh, Lennox giving that team hell.
45-19, they have nothing to do with them.
I love these old Suns uniforms so much.
No, those are classics.
Oh yeah, the black ones.
Yeah.
Barkley hitting the three in this movie is the most unrealistic thing that happens.
That's why the special team or special effects budget $8 million.
I do love Patricia Heaton, right? Popping up. And principal. That's fucking Dan Castellaneta.
That was shit beside her?
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention. Yeah.
This movie's got everything.
Oh, shit, did it?
Yeah.
I didn't. I've never noticed it.
That was an end 1-3. So he got fouled on that three. That's even less realistic. He made the shot.
Bitch, will you shut your ass up? Like, what?
I'm Homer J. Simpson. You know how much these fucking tickets cost?
Right. How did they know who was good? Like, whose powers to steal?
They're just, like, scouting people.
They just out there.
They were just talking about Barkley. He said Barkley's killing us. So they wanted the money because they're trying to enslave a race of
people. Got you. But what if it was a night where just Hot Rod Williams was unstoppable? Like... Marley can't miss a shot.
Everyone boos them taking his powers because they can all clearly see it.
Is that Danny Ainge?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Kevin Johnson, what a duo.
Ainge with the great shot.
My talent was stolen too, I swear.
They do this to Carmelo, he gets banged.
Ainge is like, dude, get the fuck out of the game. I'm 48 years old. Let's go.
I believe Draymond Green was in this movie.
Oakley just beats the spirit out of him. Yeah.
They got Oakley, Jordan might still be on that mountain.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nah, it would have been a rat.
I love that.
Classic.
Yeah, anytime you just get in the head with something, you just throw everything over over your shoulders.
Michael staying at like a La Quinta on a Red Roof Inn.
They make him seem so poor.
They really do.
And eating McDonald's, in case you forgot.
Yeah, great McDonald's.
That's touching his La Quinta Inn table.
Ravel probably loves this scene. This is the best ad placement in movie history. They're like, oh, fuck, we forgot to meet these requirements we were supposed to. Wayne Knight, rattle these off.
Eat seven Big Macs.
Hi, I'm Michael Jordan. I eat McDonald's, in case you forgot.
Yeah, goodbye. I haven't finished eating my McDonald's, which is delicious.
Sean Bradley became the QWOP guy.
Like, I just ate.
Michael, all these product placement things, do you need them? All of your sponsors.
Are you thirsty for a Gatorade?
We've got a Coca-Cola, sir?
Vladdy.
Yeah, D-Vod was mad at it.
Vladdy, ain't no one stealing your fucking talent, bro.
Where do they have those so readily available?
They steal Vladdy's talent and then like, every pick they make after that is terrible. We need to get Kiki Vanderway.
He had on the Antoine Griezmann kit.
AI's 2000, like, that's actually what he wore, I think, in his draft class.
So you think Daffy, you dumb fuck.
They got the bag.
Yeah. Peculiar. We weren't expecting rain today.
Right. Weather changes so often here.
How come a game did Bradley have to have?
He had a strong 4-4 at the half.
Why do they get become so much better than the players they stole talent from? It's my wife boyfriend says to me every night.
No.
Turnover.
Yeah, that's home ball.
Dribbling over the shoulder. That's a carrier where I come from.
Oh, no, you said it. You said it.
He did the thing.
Space Jam. I'll never forget my father took me to see this because I was like 7.
Sure.
Disposable income at the time. A real leech.
Oh, so yeah.
Real leech on society.
I was going to say, he's a better man than I.
He said it till his last days. He was like, that was the loudest fucking movie I've ever heard in my life. There's just like random guitar riffs like right there. And just explosions constantly.
Of course. I mean, let's be for real. I've been to Birmingham. They're not letting Jordan in any country club there. Let's just call it fair.
Frank Kona did say it was like the only time in his life he got to play on like the best golf course.
He said who did?
Frank Kona.
Oh yeah.
He was like the only other guy in there who golfed, so they would just go every day.
Right. Yes, your shorter white friend come in, but you sir.
He was caddy, yes.
Bill Murray's summer home in Birmingham.
He just always frequents Birmingham. Yeah,
Larry Bird just has a summer house there off the water.
Listen, all like Kanye and all those other celebs out in Wyoming. Maybe
yeah, that's true. Birmingham's actually beautiful. Like parts of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
The other parts, not so much.
What a trash talk from Bird, too. You clowns can't do that. Fuck Larry.
Just golf, Larry. Bill, if you don't shut the fuck up.
Why is Podolak here?
Why?
Why the fuck are you with us right now?
Doesn't make any sense.
Jordan playing in Sam Bradford's jersey with those sleeves.
Everyone knows golf balls have a very metallic core. Kind of a lie is that?
Listen, there's not.
He high-fived Bill Murray, Larry Bird. Like, he didn't make the shot.
There's not a cigar being smoked. Jordan to just say, "You owe me 100 racks, bitch." Like, no, there's no way this is real.
He drops the hole. He dropped the flag crazy close to the fucking hole, too. No etiquette for Michael Jordan.
Look at that camera. Holy hell.
Oh, it was bad time. Don't point that fucking thing at me. Bird's like, oh.
I believe I am the winner here. If he,
not dead, not dead.
They go into his car and just take all his fucking money. Though he probably doesn't have much based on his home.
Yeah, Jordan, not bad. Bird picked up this round. I'm expecting anybody.
I didn't know you like to get wet. That's Sherman Hemsley.
No, sir, not in Harlem.
Oh, that's definitely mail fraud.
That's a felony, friend.
That's a bad. That's 3 to 5.
Chair that extended that. I said 10, boy.
David Feeney wrote this.
10, boy. It's a 10. Oh, if we see Feeney on the production.
Why is he on paperclip?
That'd be tremendous.
Yeah.
Who's going to fail the physical? Like, what?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike.
Send him back.
Your knees are shit. We can't play with this.
Jordan's like, what if I just call the cops?
Why not? I gotta hit 212 against the Chattanooga Lookouts.
We got a tough series of Lake Elsinore Storm coming up. What do you want me to do, Bugs? And I've said it before on our show. I've said it on Twitter. Michael Jordan doesn't get enough credit. Like, I always hear people be like, oh, he's a dog shit actor. He's literally talking to no one.
Yeah, no, like, these are like the only scenes, the golf scenes, where he got to talk to a living human right. being.
They left Bill Murray's ball on the green, by the way.
Well, that was there were no position to putt. I wouldn't go near that hole if I just saw someone.
No, it wouldn't be me.
They also don't tell the authorities. They don't tell anyone.
He was like, I knew that Jordan got 10 years, but I didn't know him.
I don't know what he got into. There was just a barrel that said toxic on it. Why?
Dad's really slacking on his janitorial duties if this is all it takes.
Nice little parent reference there for the parents taking their kids.
Some pledge.
Yep.
Ooh, right. Another one.
Daffy's really setting it out in this film.
Look at that. Look at that Dussy.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Guys, we just cleaned.
My favorite thing like was Jordan telling, like, demanding they build him an underground gym, thinking he would say no. And they were like, yeah, no problem. He's like, fuck, now I got to do the movie. Oh.
Now Michael fucking Jordan.
He's like, I see, Bart, I put you out of the playoffs. I put you out of the playoffs. I dunked on you.
Who are you supposed to be? Sean Bradley? Get out of my fucking face.
Right.
This is the most disrespectful thing in history.
Sure. LeBron never got balled up, passed around.
Never. Nope. Been,
that's y'all's goat? Wow.
That would hurt so much.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it. They just let him bounce, too. Shirt still tucked in.
Like, hey, we can do this to you. Do you want to play us now? Like, no. All right. Send me home.
Dead. Right. No chance, Tweety Bird. That's the motivation for Michael. They kill the bird. He's like...
Hell yeah, man! I'm scared. I'm fucking terrified. Yeah,
ball me up, dunk me through.
They just nearly killed you.
The other guy's like, we don't even know who this guy is.
Right.
We
care. And Joe's like, okay, the way they stole some teammates, can you guys go out and give? I need Shaq. I need Penny Hardaway. I need like.
Bugs like, you don't want to play with us? He's like, hell no! What are you talking about? You can stay.
Respectfully, no.
I also like this co-ed game that was taking place. Very progressive.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I also like the look up from the shoes. Like, he's got on Charles Barkley's shoes. He must be Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley's also a very unique-looking individual.
It's like, yeah, shoes? That must be an NBA player. Oh, man. Poor Charles.
Those are some nice Kirkland socks he's got going on, though.
Basketball Jones top five song.
Very good.
Boo this man.
I like how it never crosses their mind that he's taking it easy on them.
Or they haven't watched the news that NBA players are being really weird, right?
Yeah. This scene always gets a laugh out of it.
Also, Muggsy Bogues is not walking, right?
No.
Like,
he's on a wheelchair.
Nailed it.
Look at that.
Patrick, are you dick broken?
It works just fine.
Have you seen this hog? This
he just drops it on the counter.
Flap. It's just...
I hate to break this to you, Bradley. You were just never good.
Bradley, like, this actually, I've been spending more time with my wife and kids.
My averages are all up. It's crazy. That video of Muggsy Bogues dunking last year blew my mind.
Which video?
It was just a video of him dunking. Like, he was just in a full shirt and tie. He went up and dunked it. I was like, how?
He still got it.
fixing it, did it?
Hmm.
Sounds like golf speak to me.
Admittedly, that is a fantastic line. He's fixing a divot. That's a great line
in this movie.
I mean, this practice is just... There's no coach.
Yeah, I mean,
no.
Foghorn Leghorn is just slapping another cartoon's ass. He was just slapping a guy's ass.
The dog? What is he doing?
Yeah.
These guys suck.
What game took place here prior that was 80-62?
And here it is. The character that most people are horny over.
Oh, yeah.
For good reason.
You think her and also, Jordan ever, you know, back in the trailer, Lola Bunny and Jordan ever?
Ooh, I bet he tried.
Misogynist Bugs Bunny.
Also, notice that she is the only person with a little respect wearing pants and a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
They do act like they'd never seen her before.
Right.
I mean, was she ever in anything prior to this?
What?
I don't think
My
so.
Dreams.
Maybe not.
I mean, woof.
Bugs is a rock hard.
He is.
I just came to do that one thing. I'll see you guys later.
She wants to make the team. She walked in, shot one basketball, and then left the gym.
Right. Here's like she walked in. You think Pepe Le Pew wasn't going to be all over that? Are you kidding? You know that guy's history?
Do you have a Cash App? That was some nice feet footage right there.
It was. Then feet pics.
We know how poor you are, Jordan.
It's okay, Mike. We don't know what college is anyway. We're cartoons.
Also, why did he do that?
I think it was luck. Like, I don't...
He went for like 7 years like that.
Maybe he's sweet. Yeah, but he was getting buckets, though. That's all the luck he needed.
He was. Yeah, this isn't my fault. Michael Jordan. Borrowing a hole.
Broke through the fucking
floorboard.
Pergo floor.
Bugs is like, there's four rooms in this house. He's poor.
Yeah, not anymore.
Mm. Yeah. Man, Daffy Duck's having ruckus downstairs.
Yeah, right.
The shitbag house.
That's China.
But then he has like a shrine room. For some reason he brought all of his effects to Birmingham.
His son's sharing a room. He's like, guys, I need room for the shrine.
You guys have to double up tonight.
Jordan doesn't even have a daughter, does he?
Yeah.
He does?
That was the toughest. Mike, we need you to pretend to love your kids. I don't know if I've
I'm gonna need double. Like.
You should make a new one just starring Dwight Howard.
I believe this is. Jordan never wore the nines because this was the year they came out when he was out. So the only time he ever wears them is in this practice scene coming up.
And they're still not called the Space Jams.
One is on a table, the other's on some fucking mantle above the fireplace, too.
Sure. He just also just keeps one shoe on a table for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why he's so proud of these nines.
There was a Space Jam video game and you had to collect the shoes and the dog would chase you around the room.
They just were perusing around the whole house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, home entry was no no matter.
What a yoke dog's knocked on.
I guess maybe a doggy door?
Ooh. Daffy is so horny.
Bugs Bunny's defeated every foe he's ever had. Why is he?
Yeah, he's a
dog.
Pit bulls. So there's Achilles heel.
Why do you have the CGI the dog there?
Well.
Well, we've robbed your father. It's time to be on our way, kids.
We've kidnapped your dad. He's playing for our freedom. Tell
anyone. That's what three kids under like the age of 9 do. Keep secrets.
Oh God, I always forget about this scene. Before the decision in 2010, they had a
seance.
Like, whatever this is, a fucking... What do they call it?
Seance.
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, whatever. Cool. Anyway, she came on... It was like Miss Cleopatra or whatever. She came on... I don't know what it was. It was like some NBA pre-decision show, and she predicted LeBron was going to go to the Wizards.
Wow.
Bold.
Yeah. She was wrong, by the way. I don't know if you remember.
She got the division right.
Yeah. Jordan comes in. He's like, what are you guys playing?
I mean, Stan needs to be in construction. Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. It's a massive hole. Let's just walk by it and reveal our plans. Nothing could go awry here.
How'd they get to his house without going through the golf course?
He's also said a little... He just took a fucking shot at Mickey Mouse.
What'd he say?
What kind of Mickey Mouse organization that he made his comment?
Oh, boy.
Wasn't he kidnapped or something?
Michael Jordan?
No, the
extra, oh, Gene Simmons?
Simmons, right?
He was like held hostage in his own home or some shit. Yeah. Gene Richard Simmons.
Lola wants that dick.
He's ready to get dick down.
Hey, he says no clue.
Actually, I don't. Yeah.
I remember how to do this. He retired like a week ago.
Another part, people who hate this goddamn movie, name like two better soundtracks ever. You can't.
Oh, yeah, this is hit after hit.
I like how that's his practice is just dunking. A very practical in game practice.
Most of the shots he takes in the game are dunks. This fucking stuck.
This plunges a letter opener right in his chest. I found you.
He yells with John Wilkes Booth yells.
Six Emperor Tyrannus. Yeah, yes. He's such a thick boy.
They roasting his ass, boy.
Fat shaming, bullying.
You ugly as fuck too.
You fucking pussy leave.
And them shoes, boy.
Yeah. One of the few things that does not date well in this movie, the forum. Still alive, though. It's still up and running.
Is it?
Right next to where the Chargers and Rams stadium is being built.
Yep. Where they have concerts and stuff?
Yeah.
There are like 700 people there.
That's the guy from Even Stevens, the gym teacher, the guy on the left.
Yeah.
Looks like if John Travolta wasn't very talented.
I thought it was Clint Howard.
So, John Travolta. Yeah.
It's game time. They got enough practice.
Liquor. Hey, now.
Unruly amount of traffic.
Bad ad. Tonight, the ultimate game. They don't exactly specify what game it is.
This is such a fucking short movie.
That's
unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of game footage in this.
Yeah.
Uncle Drew had none. This had a lot of game.
Oh, my God. You saw Uncle Drew?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No, you guys have said that. And Taz playing.
Right, this.
Why do they opt to wear uniforms now? It's not like you don't know who's on your team.
Right. There's a lot of innuendo with Diaphy here, man. I don't much care for it.
He's a very sexual being. People forget that.
No warm-up time. Everybody's just coming out there cold.
Like Bob Wiley used to say, no stretching.
Cheetahs don't stretch.
This guy's freedom is on the line. He's taking a nap. Why would they do the home team first?
Wild move. The basketball ops for the Toon Squad, not very good.
We only had two basketballs.
The social media guy gets fired for putting a gun to the head of an alien emoji.
Oh, mama.
The street harassment galore.
Look at that. Yeah,
really, just... Look at the wolf.
Cartoon wolf.
Literal cartoon wolf.
Are wolves just really horny, like in nature or something? They get a bad rap.
They do get a very bad rap.
I feel like dolphins deserve
it. Yeah.
Dad was like, I'm playing for our freedom. You can't cheer for me now. You're never
going to
cheer.
Why LK for Bugs? He's not even that good. Lola's way better.
And the court's ripped up.
Just tear up the floor, why don't you? What do either of those numbers mean? Like,
what even is this? I don't fucking know. We just discovered these guys by accident.
Easy for him to say. His world that's going to be enslaved.
Well, he puts himself in the mix. You know Jordan couldn't try until he put a little action on this game.
Like, where's Mike? He's under the bleachers. What's the line looking like?
Yeah. How are the little aliens up there?
What do you mean?
Who are those little aliens with Danny DeVito?
Second crew?
Yeah.
Isn't it just this crew with different colors?
Yeah.
It's like muted cut. Mm. It's the same guys?
Well, it's just, no, they're not the same guys. It's just more of that race.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They skipped the tens.
And yeah, I was going to say that.
The worst official. People think Donnie's crooked. Like, there's Bob the Martian. He had quite the mind to it. He's like, I'm both a Looney Tune and a Martian. I don't know who to call it. Right.
That's a flagrant two. Yeah.
Why are there so many cheers?
The double inbound play, huh?
Four guys are open, Mike.
I don't know.
Yep.
The turnover.
Change of possession.
I've seen this video before.
Terrible defense by Lolo.
Yeah, it's just awful. They also only get 2 points for that dunk from clearly behind the three-point line.
No spacing for Mike.
Get back, fucking pig.
I don't know why Tweety's supposed to help with this team.
Yeah.
Useless.
That's how LeVar Ball dribbles. That's got to be flagrant.
What's great about Marvin Bagley is he swallows his whistle all game, but then all of a sudden,
yeah, he's
didn't have four players. He's fucking pushing the ball.
Terrible coaching. Taz should have been the next man up.
Taz should have been starting.
Yeah.
Fucking Tweety Bird in the starting lineup.
5 seconds.
Yeah. That was totally lock-up defense. He didn't make any moves towards the
Now, to be fair, that's an offensive foul.
Yeah. Lola's actually a minus in this game.
Are you for or against the nerds that did the statistics for this game?
Well, it's only these two, the purple one and the orange one, scored all of their points. Even though clearly right there.
This really is exactly how Zion Williamson dunks. Looks like every single one.
That specifically. Dead.
Dead. Dead.
He's like, I'll allow it.
Shot square through the chest.
Block.
They're down like 50.
I need that jacket with the T on it. Badly.
Why don't they just beat the shit out of him?
Right. Like,
Mr. Swackhammer is a tremendous name.
Pretty good.
What is that?
Grandma Mom. Right. Larry Johnson.
Pussy.
Who's got that wet?
You got the.
Somebody got that gas.
What would Stan Podolak smell like?
I mean, he's been digging holes this whole time. He's probably disgusting right now.
He went straight from that to the
right. Yeah, he hasn't showered. They don't got running water in Looney Tune Land.
I saw that they were up 50. He's like, okay, tell me how you did it. Wait, what do you care for? We're half away. Like, what?
You gotta get this in the bag.
Yeah.
Coach.
Now you want the X's and O's?
We'll tell you on the rock and home.
It's Andy Dalton pregame motivational speech.
He's so nice. Like, it's not even close.
How about we ask how he is first, Daffy? Ooh,
ooh. He has the game.
Before we crack wise, yeah.
The condor is coming.
But he's just waiting for him to be dead to eat him. Yeah.
I'm saying, you can feed him alley-oops all game. Just lob it up to him, have him catch it, drop
mm-hmm.
it. And say he's just moping.
Yeah, he's in the no help.
I don't think Michael Jordan's ever said but.
No. Porky doesn't like when you yell at him.
No, but Mike would be opening fire in a real locker room right now, just shooting into the sky.
Bet. Oh, now you're saving this, Bugs?
Yeah, you got it. Where was the first one? I won't play along.
He's like, this is Tito's. I know Tito.
What was he drinking in that picture where he looked like the devil coming out of like a car or something that came out recently? It's a Crown Royal or something.
It was some type of, yeah, it was some brown liquor. I don't remember which.
That was such a funny picture. He had the fucking devil in it.
He got the death grip on it.
He would have gotten the best out of his life in that car. Stan's like, I'm just generally thirsty, got it?
Yeah, I don't know what this is about.
How does he get away with having a gun in the locker room and then Ron Artesto? Double standards.
Racism.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely not allowed. Oh, that's it's not uniform. Yeah, it's
down 46. This is
all right.
The only time the Acme products worked.
Why I call you a trillionaire? He's just Elon Musk. Yeah.
This is awful defense.
It looked like three
terrible.
Steps. It looked like three steps. They're all number zero. That's not allowed.
Woo! Woo! Cheeks for weeks.
Yeah. Boy, they're getting cold oatmeal.
She's trying to goaltend.
They're on a 27-0 run.
What's a gas mask in this movie?
Yeah. 2 points.
Clearly offensive interference. Over the cylinder.
They're playing
okay, it's fair.
Pervy-ass Pepe Le Pew.
The first jump shot of the game. Wait a minute. This enrages me.
Menstruation is nothing to laugh about.
That's the same guy whose ass they showed earlier.
Most stuff happens to asses in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Happy Madison actually co-produces.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're just letting him brawl. Like,
yeah, they...
Call a foul.
Jason Kidd with a dunk.
That's Jason Kidd's son. That's a...
That's a popular gif, that one of Michael putting his hands up in the air.
Yeah. They're on a 48-0 run, by the way. Where was the defense?
Look at what it was at the half. It's not going to hit the over.
Yeah.
If you bet on this game, man, it's not going to hit the over.
You absolutely can't go into another team's time.
Yeah, no. That's no good. You want a piece of me? Come and get it.
Put the cigar on.
Kneecaps him.
I'm Mr. Swackhammer. Bitch boy. What do these people in space care?
Do I need to change for this? I feel like they'd be excited all the same.
That, great
that
sales
gift
pitch.
Kills me, Jordan, doesn't it? Get yourself a deal there, partner. I don't know why the Looney Tunes keep playing. They're like, all right, cool, we're out.
Yeah. I got no skin in the game.
I don't give a fuck about you, Michael.
This just really makes me mad about how bad they fucked up the actual Space Jams now.
Yeah. Oh, just 11s in general.
Yeah.
Ooh.
so many cheeks.
Asses. Yeah. I just want to say this. I love seeing Foghorn Leghorn getting the shit beat out of him.
This whole team's clearly fouled out. They've got to be in the double bonus.
The judge just shoots free throws. All right, well, that's game.
Oh, God. See that cheek jiggle, too?
Oh, yeah. Someone was like, it's not realistic enough.
The guy's caked up.
That would be
I saved your life. Can I have a morsel of coochie?
Me, please. Why is she wearing eyeshadow in this game?
Bugs.
Players are fucking.
Bugs just nutting all over the court.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. The old woman died.
Right.
No way.
The island killed.
What's the death toll in this movie right now? It's got to be up to like 9.
They haven't even killed Stan yet.
Yeah, where's Witchy been the whole time? I guess he's just the trainer.
Nice
yeah.
transition lenses, Stan.
I also don't know. We got fucking blown up. Luke, come some slack. I also don't know how the Condor got hurt. He hasn't seen any game action.
Yeah. He just wrapped up head to toe. Vodka?
Dad was like, I'm down bad, Doc.
I need a nip, baby.
I need a scratch.
Core condo.
Dirty.
You weren't on the pregame roster, buddy. This isn't how it works. Yeah.
I mean, Mario's about to check in. He wasn't even in the state.
Stan.
Never, no matter what Michael Jordan had on the game, he's never passed to win.
No.
Why not dedicate one man to cover?
And they also don't get 3 points for this.
That's an and one. You're right. That's 4 points.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What rafters are like, or what banners could they possibly have at the rafters?
It's like the Clippers.
Dan Marino.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Billy Joel, 200 concerts.
Will you give me neck till I pass
what,
out?
What did he prove with that?
He's like, what? Why do we strangle a fucker?
We can do anything if I strangle my friend.
Yeah, you can do this.
Is there any other way you could show this example?
I'd be like, you've called shit all game, Margaret. What are you talking about?
Mark Marshall's got on the 12s. He's got on the taxis.
Ha ha. You just with Larry Bird. Why did you bring him?
That's where apparent leads in, like... Dan Aykroyd was in Ghostbusters with this guy. It's like, Mom, shut the fuck up. Like, what?
You can't play with that hat, sir.
It's so bad how much he dominates Michael acting-wise in this. He just fucking sucks him.
To be fair, Michael is better at him in basketball than this, so.
It's true. Yeah. It's
one to one. Yeah.
I would take that trade out.
Also, I know I pointed this out before too. You can play with four.
Sure, yeah. Martian's like, I got a little money on the under. I don't give a fuck what goes on between the lines.
Four and the twos.
Oh boy, yeah, they definitely should have lost.
Why is Bill in the compression shorts?
They're like, Bill, will you take the hat off? No.
Just sexually harassing my teammate.
Oogie boogie. Boogie.
You just elbowed the ref, wasn't it? That's an automatic ejection, yeah.
Expensive.
Yeah, you're at it. That's 75 games.
Jordan's not passing that ball. No chance. Travel.
Ooh. Right. Hadn't took a dribble yet.
Travel.
Oh. No, that was a good
no?
clean two.
Mm.
The third step is off his ass.
Yeah, but...
I mean, at this point, like that's the only thing they call is traveling. Yeah. Murder.
Yeah, that's...
Guns.
That's how the game ends.
Literally
yeah.
Exploded the backboard at one point.
Offensive 3 seconds. Yeah, that's all they call it.
Marshall's like, hey, I'll let a lot fly. I don't like traveling.
It's ruining the game.
Activate cartoon arm.
Yeah, you guys really could have told me this in the first half that I could literally do whatever I want.
He also only gets 2 points for this. It's outrageous.
The foresight just to drop the ball instead of dunk it. That's why he's Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
How did the Monstars get an odd amount of points?
They hit a three.
How many points did the Monstars score in the second half? Like 10?
11.
Okay.
A quick 11.
Whew.
So they hit a three at some point, or that'll foul.
Got to the line, yeah.
Did Daffy just rewind it a second? Did he just bust off?
He had champagne.
Yeah, but it came out of like his crotch.
Yeah, dude.
Like up the ground.
All right, we're going to rewind at the end. We're going to do a quick rewind.
Murray's drenched in sweat. 9 seconds.
2 minutes.
I've been here for several moments.
I'm going to go home alone from this cartoon Earth planet.
I don't know if the science behind this rocket actually adds up. What a devious grin from Wild Guy.
Who built that takeoff stand? What is this?
Dead.
Is that the moon?
Sent him right to San Francisco.
That looks like Moron. That is not Moron Mountain.
I mean, they built that rocket on the fly, Jeff.
True. The navigation.
Yes. They all get Jordan's power. He's like, God damn it, I don't understand this basketball.
Like, actually, no, I enjoyed not sucking. I think I'm just going to be Charles Barkley for the rest of my life.
Take it from me, Michael. Tried to enslave us.
Man, that was moments ago, man. Give it up.
Porgy Pig busts out the Audemars. Check the time. God's better than my team in 88, though. We sucked.
Oh, jeez. Wonder what happened after that.
Quick transition wipe, yeah.
Beating cheeks.
I don't know, your wife, maybe.
I don't know why they have, like, the microphone. Oh, he has a megaphone, that's right. For some reason, I thought he walked to a microphone like Lou Gehrig on his last game.
I consider myself the unluckiest man ever. The last 24 hours have fucking sucked.
No one's, like, running in panic, everyone. Is that R. Kelly?
That's R. Kelly's music. Yeah, that's... That guy can spin a tune.
Never done anything wrong this year.
Up until this point, he's a very phenomenal fellow.
Ladies and gentlemen, the game has been canceled due to this fucking scorched alien ship.
The mound is there. Yeah, the mound is just mulch. Yeah.
Alex Jones is like, I told you.
Yeah.
Transmissions. I was telling you the aliens.
That was him to the Suns. Every
I have heard there. Of Moron Mountain.
He's I'm not giving this ball back.
Still with Stan Podolak.
Very bright.
Who's a small Polish guy with you?
$5 million from each of you for this ball.
Right.
I got a lot of debts, guys.
Yeah,
you think he's giving away that for free? No chance.
He's like, well, this is my main competition. Like, hey, Bradley, here you go.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, Bradley Bogues, you guys can have your talent back.
You underwrite every table I go to from here until eternity, fellas.
Joe's like, actually, I'll just keep it. I'm just going to start winning Defensive Player of the Year, grabbing 12 boards a game. Pastor's like, do I get my Wang back?
Yeah. I'm trying to see it right now. This looks like with the dark shorts on.
Mm-hmm. They had to touch that up in editing.
Yeah, Patrick, this is a children's movie. Put that python away.
He's like, I did.
Just immediately shoots a rope. Like, the second he touches it.
Oh, God.
I'm back. Everybody gets their own powers back correctly, sure.
If it switched, that'd be so funny.
Mostly gets Sean Bradley's probably. He's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? Like,
are you still stink back there? The worst dog ever. Bradley. Yeah. I know you guys.
Go fuck yourself. I'm Michael Jordan.
See, I just helped you guys. They're fucking.
He's been retired for a month, right, max.
About to get your magic up out of here.
He just wakes up. It was all just one really bad trip. He's like, man, oh man, I'm not getting wet anymore.
Like, can you imagine being a Bulls fan when Jordan came back? How awesome that must have been.
Oh, yeah.
Like, thank fucking Christ.
How the fuck is Larry Bird going to this game?
We'll find out this hat is like some sort of like Aryan Nation logo on Bill Murray's hat.
Shaq.
Luke Longley was there.
Horace Grant.
Gordon Webb.
What a sure fucking movie.
That's wait, great. We got to go back to when Daffy busted a nut.
Daffy bust. I still contend, that if they had caught a magic game, the Nerdlux, if they had caught a magic game, Toon Squad gets blown out of the building by Shaq.
Easily.
Shaq, you should have been this.
One of them gets like Dennis Scott. He's just wet from outside.
I wonder who would actually agree to be in it today.
All right. Keep an eye on Daffy.
Plus. Yeah. Fucking take it. Hey, he does have champagne, but still.
Fucking AC Green.
Fine by again, too.
Yeah. Right, Space Jam, still a 10 out of 10 movie.
All right, that was Space Jam. That was good. That was better than The Ridiculous Six. And
what is your official score on this?
Space Jam, this was before I started scoring movies.
I mean, you just watched it.
I mean,
look, I couldn't. It was like several seconds ago.
In terms of what it is, I mean, it's not over like a. It's not a good movie.
That's incorrect. We just watched it.
You were entertained every single second.
I mean, it would be high 60s, low 70s. You're really going to put it around like Pixar movies?
I've watched it more than most movies, yeah.
It's fine. It's definitely... Look.
It's still... Like,
I'm not going to be with the people who say it's complete... I like saying on Twitter it's trash just to make people mad, but I don't actually think that. Because there are people who legitimately think this is a garbage-ass movie.
People get very upset.
This is better than 90% of the shit they pump out cartoon and animated-wise right now.
And, like, live action.
Period.
That's also true.
So you're going to tell me...
And you're like, yeah, 65.
Yeah, you're going to tell me The Nun's better than this?
It's definitely not.
Right.
I think The Nun is probably better than this.
I'll kill you.
The Nun, though, to a decent amount. I hated The Nun.
It was scary.
There's no way the nun.
Look, if you're raised Catholic, you'll be scared by the nun.
Yeah, he's scared because of religious reasons.
Yeah, I was raised Catholic. I was scared by Spotlight. I don't know if the nun's going
to
scare me.
Both of those are equally scary movies to me, bro.
Michael Keaton walks in on Spotlight. You're like, whoa, jump scare. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. I think this week you're doing movies that scared you as a kid?
Yeah.
So my number one, so I'm not going to be on that episode. My number one was the Patrick Swayze Ghost.
Oh, wow.
Because when they ripped people away to hell, I was like, is that how it happens?
This is how it works?
Yeah, and it was just so traumatizing. So, Ghost.
Would you, if your list, would you have movies that weren't horror movies? Because mine definitely...
Ghost wasn't a horror movie.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, would the most of the list not be a horror movie?
I don't know.
Because for me, most are not horror movies. Like, it's like... Movie that creeped me the fuck out.
Jeepers Creepers is on my list.
I'm like, I don't want to burn it, but I got I got Wizard of Oz on there. I don't know what I'll say, but Wizard of Oz on Beetlejuice I can see.
There was, what was Edward Scissorhands?
That was a creepy one.
That's freaky.
I don't know what was going on there. I feel like a lot of people are going to say like Hook.
Probably.
Hook probably a lot.
Hook wasn't that creepy.
No, but there were some.
I think I watched it later. Though.
There were some parts of it where you could be creeped out for sure. I'm trying to think of anything else.
Tyler, what about you?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Like when he hung up his skin, I legit remember jumping off my grandmother's lap and running into a hallway and crying.
I've never watched the movie ever again.
Never seen it. I have no idea.
Except for Black Panther, maybe Thor once.
Pretty much.
And Space Jam.
And Space Jam 19 times.
What will we do next? What will be the next movie we do?
There was one I was thinking of. Like something I know where this hadn't seen.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm trying to. Really, so we got to do one you haven't seen.
I was going
to
say, what?
When you come back? Next week?
Probably pretty soon.
Yeah, it probably will be pretty soon, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to do one you haven't seen, but one like definitely like a campy 90s movie.
Okay.
Jared Carabas waving at us. Massive Halloween fan. Big fan of the Halloween series.
What about we can do a Halloween movie. I think I've seen the first one, though. I've seen the original Halloween.
First one's pretty good. Everything after that is historically
bad. So
there's
one where Busta Rhymes stuffs someone into a washing machine.
Have not seen that one.
That's right. That's a bad movie, too. Bad. H2O?
I mean, yeah, it's bad. It's not good.
And that's the best rated one outside of Halloween.
That was one.
Is it really?
Yeah, that was one of my friend's like 13th birthday parties. Like,
maybe we do a horror movie.
Yeah, we could. I mean, I feel like any of the Screams would be good for a commentary because those are just ridiculous movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scream would be good.
The first Spawn movie. The
first Spawn would be great, actually.
And because it's, like, not good.
Yeah.
Some of the worst special effects I've seen in my entire life.
Yeah. I think we learned what we have to do. It's got to be, like, a so bad it's good or something like this where it's kind of, like, different.
Yeah, so good it's great, yeah.
That's basically Spawn. John Lasagna as like the defilator or whatever.
So
not the Bob Hoskins Mario movie with John Lasagna. Rest in peace, Bob Hoskins.
We've mentioned Bob Hoskins less than 20,000 times during this.
I like the horror. Tweet at us. Post on the Reddit. We'll do a vote too. The vote didn't work last time because we watched Battlefield Earth.
That was really bad.
It was.
Yeah, whatever movie you guys pick, we will not watch it. Because if they pick that one,
okay. Let us know with a vote. We won't pick whatever you pick. All right, mixtape. Life here on Barstool. Subscribe. Until next time. Yeah, fuck the listeners. Am I right? Yeah.
I say that pretty openly.